You know, through the platform of the Cure Bowl, we've been able to raise $4.1 million. And so we've been able to take that mission of bringing teams together to find a cure for cancer, and we're sailing it into our ninth Cure Bowl. Hey, this is Alan Gooch with the Cure Bowl, and you're on the road with Dane from WGN.
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line as we get into one of the exciting times of the year for sports fans. It's bowl season. There's no bigger bowl with a better cause behind it than the Cure Bowl coming up. And on the line with us is the CEO of the Cure Bowl, the one and only Alan Gooch. Alan, welcome to WGN.
Dane, thank you so much. I'm excited to be talking to you and Chicago.
Yeah, a lot of sport. I mean, this is a great sports town. You know that. And so people will be glued
no doubt
to their television. The lucky ones will be down there with you in Orlando. There's a lot of excitement for the fans, and you're right, the capital of fun in the country in a lot of ways. But I got to think, right, so much work behind this game. You're probably in the eye of the storm at this moment.
Yeah, you know, Dane, we're go flight like we were talking about here, but it is a football game. So come hell or high water, we're kicking off 3:30, and we're going to raise money for cancer research and accomplish all of our goals. We've got two great teams. We got MAC champion, Miami University. And they always remind me they are the original Miami University. And then we have App State, Appalachian State Mountaineers, you know, and they've got a great program, as you know. They won a college game day last year at their place. And then this year they went up to JMU, and JMU was undefeated. And on college game day, they knocked them off. So they've been on a tear up until a week ago, but they are the East Division champs. And we're expecting a really, really good football game.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great reward for those teams. Great seasons for both of them. And you mentioned it too, the higher purpose behind the entire thing, the game. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, how all this football lends itself to finding a cure for cancer.
Yeah, that is our mission, Dane. And I think you and I actually talked about it, and you were very complimentary. I think we were in a Chiefs game at a tail greeter event with Chicago Bears were playing at the Chiefs, and we were in the parking lot talking about that, and I really appreciate your support and having us on today. You know, through the platform of the Cure Bowl, we've been able to raise $4.1 million, and a lot of that was the bulk of our good partner that helped us launch it, AutoNation, and their Drive Pink campaign. And though those, you know, there are a lot of Chicago people probably have those Drive Pink plates on your cars, and so that helped us launch the bowl. And so we've been able to take that mission of bringing teams together to find a cure for cancer, and we're sailing it into our ninth Cure Bowl.
Yeah, for the game itself, it's great to have it right there in Orlando. But as we all know, and unfortunately, cancer touches people everywhere at all times. Talk a little bit about some of the benefits of having the Cure Bowl right there on the campus of UCF.
Yeah, you know, this year, Dane, we are playing it at the Bounce House here on campus at the University of Central Florida, and happy about that. You know, right here in Central Florida, there is a cancer research center at the UCF College of Medicine. And we work very closely with Dr. Annette Khalid, Dr. K, we call her. And she is outstanding, awesome, doing great things with the money that she gets. You know, we have a lot of integrity behind this game. The face of our game locally here in Central Florida is Dr. Annette Khalid, and she is making progress with her cancer research. And so it's important for us to have that opportunity to get in front of Knight Nation and say, hey, you know, this is a ticket. You buy a ticket here, you're helping Dr. Khalid's research at UCF Cancer Research Center.
Yeah, it's important to mention that too. And Orlando in general, I'll be there a little later before Christmas. Millions of people flock there for all the vacation opportunities and theme parks. But when it comes to that area, Alan, your roots run deep as a player, coach, now leading the Orlando Sports Foundation. Talk a little bit about kind of the area. It sort of gets lost. People think of it as a vacation destination, but the people, the culture beyond the theme parks.
You're absolutely right, Dane. You know, there are going to be 70 million people that will fly in, drive in for the parks, you know, SeaWorld, Universal. Universal is actually where we host our teams, and they stay right on property at Universal, so they have a great bowl experience. And then obviously you have Disney and all of their parks. UCF is actually about 45 minutes east. We're closer to the Cape than we are the launch pad, than we are Disney. And so that's one of the reasons that UCF has a Space U game. And it's been named as, you know, the nickname is Space U is because the Cape is very close. And the history of the university, it started out as Florida Tech. When Disney moved to town in the 70s, they wanted it to be more rounded, well-rounded and provide arts and business. So they expanded the name from Florida Tech to UCF. But we are closer to the Cape. So than the parks. And so it's its own city out here. And we do a lot. The university obviously does a lot to supply jobs to Cape Canaveral and help launch rockets to the moon, rockets to space. So it's a cool deal out here.
Yeah, the university, the impact that they have on the culture, on the education side, it's big too. It's like there's a lot of people. I don't know if it's 40,000. I mean, it's big. I just remember when I first heard the stats for UCF, it was like, wow, there is a lot more going on here than people may know. But when it comes to the bowl, you're obviously going to be some great football, but you guys have a lot of amazing sponsors, Avocados from Mexico, partners and experiences lined up for fans on game day, including, I've heard, an incredible tailgate with our good friends over at Tailgater.
You're absolutely right. I know they're going to have some guac to go with our Avocados from Mexico title sponsor. And, you know, we're very excited about Avocados Mexico coming on board. They've been a great partner so far, and we're hoping that they will extend with us in the future. You know, consuming avocados does reduce the risk of cancer, and it's one of the reasons that they wanted to be involved with us. And, you know, if you can promote that your product reduces the risk of cancer, and you can do that on the platform of college football, which is a very popular sport nationwide, as we know, it's a win-win. And so we really appreciate Avocados from Mexico jumping in. And we also appreciate our friends from Tailgater, Nick and Mirko Acrip. You know, they're great guys. So they did title the bowl game itself as well. You know, a few years ago, it was the Tailgater Cure Bowl. We appreciated Nick and Mirko coming on board and promoting Tailgater through the Cure Bowl as well.
See, look at that, Alan. So you're paying it forward a little bit. A teachable moment on the Tailgater side. I did not know that about the avocados, right? So listeners are learning. You want to have fun. Of course, a great snack, right? You have some guacamole and it sets yourself up a little bit better on the health side as well. And so let us know, you know, people in the area that want to stop by, let us know where they can go for information on times and tickets for the games and some of the other events. I know the entire country is going to be watching on ABC. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for that as well.
Thank you so much, Dane. Yeah, everybody here locally, we need you to get a poncho, and a pink poncho, by the way, and show up at 3:30 kick here at UCF's FBC Mortgage Stadium on the campus at UCF. And you're going to have a great time. We actually just met with the bands and our survivors march before the game. So we're still going to do our march to cure, come hell or high water. We're going to do it because our survivors are here to be recognized, and also it motivates them to be a part of this. So we're going to kick that off at 1, and then the game kicks off at 3:30. And to your point, Dane, it's going to be on ABC, and it's the first time for the Cure Bowl to be on ABC. You know, we're a partner with ESPN Events, of course, and ESPN Events is obviously a partner with ABC. And we're very excited about that. So we hope that everybody that in Chicago that can't fly down for the game, tune us in, because that certainly helps us as well.
Yeah, congratulations on that. All that great exposure. And for those people, you know, they're going to be inspired by the bowl game, the mission, and want to get involved, where can they go? Is there a website?
Yes, sir. Curebowl.com. You go to curebowl.com and you'll be able to see everything that we do and we offer. It talks, you know, basically lets you know who we are and what we're about. We actually have a lot of events, and our signature event is obviously the Cure Bowl, but you can get involved and buy tickets. You can buy a ticket and donate it to a vet. You can buy a ticket and donate it to a local family that's battling with cancer. So we certainly appreciate all the support.
All that great stuff. Thanks again, Alan, for all you do for the game, for the fans, of course, this weekend, and then again, of course, towards that ultimate goal of a cure for cancer. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you, Dane.